Okay, welcome. This is The Year Project, episode one. We're just going to do a quick introduction. I'm your host, Carl, and the co-host, Mr. Frank Alvarez.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all right. So, first off, what we're going to do is we are going to, I will run through a just a brief summary of our mission statement real quick, and we're going to just kind of, and then Frank's going to share something with y'all. And we are learning trial by fire through this editing and recording process, and so please bear with us. So I'm going to go ahead and just get right into it. So The Year Project, combating the fentanyl epidemic through education to advocate and recover. The Year Project is a high impact initiative dedicated to addressing the fentanyl epidemic through a comprehensive and compassionate approach. Our mission is clear: to save lives and restore hope by engaging communities through three core pillars: educate, advocate, and recover. Our purpose and impact. We strive to empower young adults through early intervention, delivering educational programs in a supportive and understanding manner. By fostering knowledge, raising awareness, and promoting prevention strategies, we aim to reduce fentanyl-related deaths and protect future generations. To amplify our message, we actively collaborate with schools, educators, government agencies, and key community leaders, including judges, senators, and congressional representatives, ensuring a broad and impactful reach. The comprehensive education and prevention pillar, the EAR Project goes beyond awareness by equipping individuals with actionable prevention tools. We leverage the expertise of substance abuse specialists, trauma professionals, people in recovery, and former drug dealers who have firsthand knowledge of the manipulation tactics used to lure young people into fentanyl's deadly grasp. Through these critical partnerships, we educate students on recognizing coercion, resisting peer pressure, and understanding the dangers networks that fuel fentanyl distribution. The counseling and support for families. In addition to education, we provide counseling and intervention services for young adults in collaboration with school counselors and mental health professionals. Our support extends to families and friends impacted by fentanyl, ensuring they receive the necessary resources and guidance to heal from its devastating effects. Expanding outreach and community partnerships, our mission extends beyond at-risk youth, particularly middle and high school students, to engage the broader public in combating this crisis. We seek community involvement, partnerships with treatment centers, collaboration with the judicial system, and engagement with military programs to strengthen our efforts. Additionally, the EAR Project podcast serves as a vital platform for education and prevention, featuring expert discussions, survival testimonies, and advocacy efforts aimed at increasing public awareness and driving meaningful change. This is our call to action. Fentanyl is robbing young people of their futures, devastating families, and straining judicial and healthcare systems. This crisis demands immediate action. The EAR Project provides a lifeline: educate, advocate, and recover to fight back against this deadly epidemic. We invite you to join us in this real urgent mission. Together, we can be the strongest force against fentanyl, saving lives and restoring hope. Here at the EAR Project, our mantra: the worst enemy fentanyl has ever met.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so Mr. Alvarez is going to go ahead and share a little something with y'all real quick.
All right. Welcome to the EAR Project podcast, where empathy, awareness, and recovery come together to bring light into one of the darkest epidemic of our times, fentanyl addiction. Like I said, my name is Frank, and my friend Carl, and together we created the EAR Project with one urgent mission: to save lives by telling the truth. We are here to break the silence, remove shame, and equip the community with the knowledge and tools they need to fight back against the deadly spread of fentanyl. Each episode, we'll sit down with people on the front line, survivors, families, professionals, first responders, and spiritual leaders. We'll share real stories, honest struggles, and the science behind addiction.
That's right.
So that together we can wake up to what really is happening in our neighborhoods, our schools, and home. Mm-hmm. This isn't just another podcast. This is a movement, a call to action. We believe that healing starts with truth, and that through education, empathy, radical honesty, recovery is possible, not just for individuals, but for the entire community. So whether you're here because you've lost someone, you're trying to save someone, or you are someone struggling, we see you, we hear you, and you're not alone.
That's right.
This is the EAR Project.
Indeed. And we're about to pull up. That's right. We're about to come up in your communities. We're about to be out on your doorsteps. And we're about to be out there educating and advocating. We're going to be at public events, September 4th or the 6th. We got Awareness Month coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to be partnering with My House, several other agencies are in town. We're also, Frank and I have been through the training. We are now a overdose response program. That means we have on hand several Narcan kits.
We're a dealer of Narcan now.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're out there in a community or something, it's hard to get your hands on this stuff, which most communities are pretty up on this right now. But right. There are still certain places, or maybe you just don't feel like going through the agency, get a hold of us. Right. You know, we'll ship it out to you free of charge.
That's right.
All right? And we just want to make sure you're safe out there, and because we both know what it's like out in the trenches, you know, and we... Thankfully, just one other thing. I just want to let you guys know that as we sit here and share with you and try to provide a little bit of education, you guys teach us also.
That's right.
You know, you teach us about your struggles. Teach us about what you're trying to do in your life, because we both are testimonies of hope.
Yeah, we want to know your story.
We want to know what you're going through.
Right.
And it doesn't. We know it's not nice out there.
Absolutely not.
So we want to hear, you know, what's happening, because we want to get involved. And because, you know, fentanyl really, I mean, you may dodge a bullet once, maybe twice, maybe three times, but you're rolling the dice every time you use this substance, because you just don't know how you're going to react to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
That you're going to run into a situation where either you wish you had the Narcan, or you wish somebody around you had the Narcan to help the situation out. So Frank and I decided to do this podcast. We've known each other for a while now, and we met at Adult and Teen Challenge. Right. And we decided to just go ahead and put it out there. We're like, hey, listen, let us be the example. And what I mean by that is, let our mistakes be your learning tool, you know, and let you know that you can recover.
Right.
There is hope at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not an easy ride.
No.
And sometimes it's a little bit rough, but I promise you, day by day, it's going to get a little bit better.
Yeah. I think that what we are here to do is break the stigma, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're working to reduce stigmas associated with drugs.
Absolutely.
And addiction. And we want to encourage people to talk openly about their struggles and to seek help, right?
Absolutely.
We want to provide resources, share information about addiction hotlines, treatment options, or support groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're here also, you know, supporting our loved ones, offer advice, resources for individuals, concerns about loved ones and drug use.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here to do.
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, we want to let you know that you have two people right here that care.
Yeah, we do.
And we will not turn anybody away. We don't care what the situation is. And we're going to help you bring the voice to this silent epidemic that's going on. Because we know right now, a lot of times, you know, the community wants to isolate you.
Right.
People don't know what to do with the situation, and it's scary to them. So we're going to help educate them.
Right.
So everybody's on board, and they no longer have to be scared. They know what to do to help, and they know how to help.
Yeah, there's no reason to be scared. We're here to have those hard talks, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You it's going to be hard talks on real stuff.
Right. We're here to have those hard talks, those talks that, you know, nobody wants to talk about, that they're shameful of, or you can't keep it real, or because you're being judged. We're not doing none of that. You know what I mean? We're just going to share our experiences, bring things to light, and encourage each other and point and direct people where they need to go, and at the same time learn, right? Get to learn and understand rather than be understood is what I've said before.
Outstanding,
right?
Yeah, that's very well said. Very well said. And so we have a lot of things coming up. But we were just doing this little pilot show, mm-hmm. and we're trying to get the first one out there to you all. We also want to thank Ms. Ori for making this possible, Mr. Tomcat and Ms. Debbie for also providing a place for us to come out here and do this podcast.
Moms,
that's right. Families, moms, that's right. Fathers,
you know, wife.
Yeah, all those people that we both have a very strong network that has stood beside us through a lot of crazy stuff. So
yeah,
we always want to make sure that we give our thanks to them.
That's right.
And so with that, we're just going to make this one a little bit short. Right. And we wanted to give our introductions. Right. And Lynn, you know, as we progress, we're going to get a little bit better at this. We have definitely agreed that we don't know really what we're doing. We know what we want to say and we know how to say it, but we don't quite know the whole steps of this. So I you know, everybody begins somewhere, right?
Where we want to go, we just don't know how to get there.
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to figure out the road. You know, it's a little bit rocky, but you know what? We're in it for the ride. So
trying to get our beak wet a little bit.
Well said. Well said. And so yeah, great. Hey, we're going to count on you guys to gain people following us and people supporting us. And because in the greater good of things, this is not a for-profit organization by any means. We are just taking our mistakes, exposing them in transparency, so you can get to see that maybe you can learn from our mistakes, but also to know you're not the only one.
Right.
Don't think that, you know, everybody's journey is a little bit different regardless.
Yeah.
But don't think that you're out there and you're by yourself, because we're just two of many, many people.
So it makes me think, is a mistake really a mistake when you've learned a lesson from it?
So it's becoming a learning opportunity, right? Man.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's a very good point that you bring up, that it is a mistake if you don't do something about it.
Right.
And it stays in that genre and that category as a mistake. And you got to be careful about mistakes in life, because if you don't deal with them appropriately, they'll come back to haunt you.
Yeah, they'll come back later, right?
Yeah, and they will take you down, damage your self-worth, and just take you back to that point of a mistake in a matter of seconds. But if you take that mistake and you turn it into a learning opportunity and you share your mistakes with others in humbleness and transparency, then that mistake takes on a different value.
Turns into a gem.
Yeah, it turns into, hey, you know what? Although this happened.
Right.
Rather than you come into a situation, you know, this happened to me and that happened to me, and it keeps you stuck in the moment, just add although in front of every single one of those challenges and hurdles that you've met. And I promise you, it leaves the door open on the other end for you to be able to travel right on through it.
Right. It turns into a gem rather than carrying extreme baggage the rest of your life, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So, I don't know. I guess this is where, you know, I just want to say this. Subscribe and push the like button.
Yeah. Hit us with a like, man. And we're going to be shooting all this material out on platforms to share with all of you. And one thing is guaranteed is that we're going to get a little bit better every podcast. We actually have guests lined up.
Right.
We have some people coming on here. I was from the state police, and hey, it's going to be a little bit different because usually we're the ones they're looking for.
We're usually getting interrogated by them. Right?
Yeah. It's opposite. So it's going to be interesting, and that just kind of shows you also of how far we've come in our lives.
Right.
Those who we used to absolutely avoid,
right.
Hey, we're calling you up and say, hey, can you come help us out with this? Because we want to bridge this gap to know that things can change in your life.
That just tells me how, you know, how much we believe in what we want to do and where our goals are, as too far as to, you know, sit here and have conversations with those that used to put us in cuffs, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I think
they used to hunt us down,
right? You know what I mean? And so, like, you know, if you asked me before, I would never be willing to sit down. You know what I mean? And communicate with the a person from the other side of the fence, which you know, a trooper, a police enforcement, whatever that may be. And so, you know, to be able to say that we, you know, we're willing and wanting to and hopeful to learn from each other, you know, just tells me, you know, I mean, that we've grown, or I've grown at least. I can recognize that, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're just going to go ahead and call a conclusion to this. And stay tuned, because we got a lot coming up. And we are grateful and humbled to be able to have this opportunity to reach out to you all.
That's right.
And hopefully have some people reaching back to us. So with that, stay tuned for the next episode. And we will talk to you again here very, very shortly.
Subscribe, all right. Yes. And push the like button.
Subscribe and hit that like button. Ear Project, out.